الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So today, brothers and sisters, after Alhamdulillah, we completed the biography of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, which was a brief look in reality of the biography of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, because we could have spoken about numerous other things as it pertains to the life of Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullahi alayhi. However, two lessons is sufficient for our needs so that we can move on and work towards starting Al-Aqidat Al-Wasitiyah. But I want us to understand some important pointers about this book. So the first thing I mentioned, Ikhwan, Hafidhakumullah, was the reason behind its compilation. Why was this book, Al-Aqidat Al-Wasitiyah, why was it written? Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said himself, and you can find this in Majmu' al-Fatawa, the Fatawa of Ibn Taymiyyah, volume 3, page 164. He said, قُلْتُ لَهُمْ هَذِهِ كَانَ سَبَبْ كِتَابَتِهَا أَنَّهُ قَدِمَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ أَرْضِ وَاسِطٍ بعد قضاة نواحيها شيخ يقال له رضي الدين الواسطي. Ibn Taymiyyah said, a judge from one of the regions of Wasit, which was in Iraq, who is known as Shaykh رضي الدين الواسطي, from the adherence to the school of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, meaning he was a Shafi'i scholar, قدم علينا حاجا, visited me on his way to Hajj. And a benefit of that, Ikhwan, is how Alhamdulillah, even the scholars among themselves, he was a person of knowledge. This individual was a judge, min al-qudat. But still, raja'a ila man huwa a'la minhu. He still returned to someone more knowledgeable than himself. So what about the layman? فَمَا بَالُكَ بِالْعَامِ إِذَا كَانَ يَرْجِعَ الْقَاضِ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَعْلَمْ مِنْ وَهُوَ صَاحِبُ عِلْمٍ فَمَا بَالُكَ بِالْعَامِ. We see here, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah saying, a judge from one of the regions of Wasit in Iraq, who is known as Shaykh رضي الدين الواسطي, from the adherence to the school of al-Shafi'i. And that another benefit from that, Ikhwan, the questioner was a follower of the Shafi'i madhab. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was raised upon which madhab, Abdul Malik? Hanbali. The Hanbali madhab. But still, in matters of aqidah, the aqidah was wahida. Al-Shafi'i yarji ila al-Hanbali. لِأَنَّ عَقِيدَةٌ wahida, because their belief was one. Aqidat al-A'imma, A'immat al-Islam, wahida. The belief and the creed of the Imams of Islam was one, because Aqidah is one. لا يجوز الخلاف العقيدة. It is not allowed to differ in matters of creed, in opposition to the foolish who say that, yes, we can differ in Aqidah, والعياذ بالله. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, he visited me on his way to Hajj. وكان من أهل الخير والدين. And he was a man of goodness, and a man known for Alhamdulillah implementation of the religion. That is why Alhamdulillah, if we travel to make Umrah, if we travel to make Hajj, naam, we present the scholars with the questions that we have, questions that are going to benefit us in this dunya and the akhirah. Questions. He said, وَشَكَى مَنْ نَاسُ فِيهِ بِتِلْكَ الْبِلَادِ. And this Shafi'i scholar, he complained to me, Ibn Taymiyyah said, of the ignorance and the injustice and the loss of religion and knowledge of the people in that country and in the country under the Tartars' rule. وَشَكَمَ النَّاسُ فِيهِ بِتِلْكَ الْبِلَادِ وَفِي دَوْلَةِ التَّتَرِ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الْجَهَلِ وَالظُّلْمِ وَسَأَلَنِي أَنْ أَكْتُبَ لَهُ عَقِيدَةً تَكُونْ عُمْدَ لَهُ وَلِأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. This sheikh, what did he ask Ibn Taymiyyah? He asked me to write for him an aqeedah, Ibn Taymiyyah said, as a reference for him and his family. Look at that. Now when you go to the people of knowledge, don't waste their time with qeel and qal. He said, she said. La! Ask them about what's going to benefit you and your families. What's going to bring you and your families closer to Allah? What's going to take you and your families away from the hellfire? What did Shaykh al-Islam say? He said, فَاسْتَعْفَيْتُ مِنْ دَالِكَ. He said, I declined this offer. وَقُلْتُ لَهُ. When I said to him, قَدْ كَتَمَ النَّاسِ عَقَائِدْ مُتَعَدِّدًا. I declined saying that many creeds have been written already. فَخُذْ بَعْضَ عَقَائِدِ أَئِمَّةِ السُّنَّةِ. So, take from some of the books of creed, aqeedah, penned by the imams of the sunnah. فَأَلَحَّ فِي السُّؤَالِ. But Shaykh Radiyaddin, he persisted in his request. And he said to Ibn Taymiyyah, رحمه تعالى, قال, مَا أُحِبُّ إِلَّا عَقِيدَةً تَكْتُبَهَا أَنْتَ. He said, I do not want any creed but one that you write. Allahu Akbar. So if this is a sheikh returning back to Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah because he recognizes the status that we spoke about before previously of Shaykh al-Islam wa manzilatu and his station wa rusuhu fil ilm, naam, then what about the student of knowledge that doesn't have any connection with any of the ulama, la yas'aluhum, doesn't ask them, but he tries to elevate himself to be a reference point for the whole of the ummah. وَفَاقِدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي. Now you can surround yourself by the blind and you can make yourself feel good, but in reality you're only harming yourselves and those who are around you. Now صاحب السنة يربط الناس بعلماء الأمة. The person of the sunnah connects the people to the imams of the sunnah, especially in that era, like a Sheikh Al-Fawzan, like a Sheikh Rabi', now like the ulama who are living. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve the ones who are living and have mercy upon those who are dead. Other than them, naam, they are ulama, alhamdulillah, who are living. حَفِظَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, فَكَتَبْتُ لَهُ هَذِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. So, I wrote this aqeedah for him. That's why it's called al-wasitiyah, an ascription, an nisba ila wasit. Naam, an ascription to that place known as Wasit in Iraq. Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyya. He said, وَأَنَا قَاعِدٌ بَعْضَ الْعَصَرِ. He said, and I was sitting, I wrote this while I was sitting after Asr. Look at that, subhanAllah. He wrote Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyya in a sitting after Salat al-Asr. هذا توفيق من الله عز وجل. That's توفيق from Allah عز وجل. Allah عز وجل gives that to the servants that He chooses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that to the servants that he chooses, tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, وَقَدْ انتشرت بِهَا نُسُخًا كَثِيرًا فِي مِصر وَالْعِرَاقِ وَغَيْرِهَا. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, and many copies of this aqeedah spread now throughout Egypt, Iraq, and other places. Also, ikhwan, this book, Al-Aqeedah al-Wasitiyah, was known by another name, as mentioned by Ibn Abdul Hadi in Al-Uqood al-Durriya. Now, it was also known as Aqeedah al-Firqah al-Najiyah, the creed of the saved sect, the belief of the saved sect. Na'am. It was also known as the belief of the saved sect. The second thing I mentioned, ikhwan, the subject of this book. What is this book about? And alhamdulillah, al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah, if you return back to at-tanbihat al-latifa, alhamdulillah, he answered for us this question. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he answered for us this question by saying, التي جمعت على اختصارها ووضوحها جميع ما يجب اعتقاده من أصول الإيمان وعقائده الصحيحة. He said, this book with its conciseness and clarity, meaning it's short, it's brief, and it's clear, it gathers everything that it is obligatory to believe in from the fundamental matters of faith and the correct beliefs pertaining to it. The next thing I mentioned, Ikhwan, the methodology of the author, meaning, how did he go about writing this book? Because if you look at the books of the people of Dalal, the people of rhetoric, Naam, you find that they write their books and it's just kalam. لا يعتمدون على الأدلة. They don't rely upon proofs and evidences. Rather, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was writing this book, alhamdulillah, he stuck to a particular methodology. What was that methodology? He said himself. He said, وَكُلُّ لَفْظٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ. Every word I mention in this book, فَأَنَا أَذْكُرُ بِهِ آيَةً. So Ibn Taymiyyah, he said in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 3, page 189, وَكُلُّ لَفْظٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فَأَنَا أَذْكُرُ بِهِ آيَةً أَوْ حَدِيثًا أَوْ إِجْمَاعًا سَلَفِيًّا. He said, every word I mention in this creed, Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyah, I mention along with a verse, hadith, or a consensus of the Salaf. Every word. He said, I mention along with an ayah, or a hadith, or a consensus, an agreement of the Salaf. And we know, Ikhwan, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La tajtami'u ummati ala dhalala. My nation will never unite upon misguidance. Likewise, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said about this book, Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyah, this beneficial book, and we will see what some of the scholars said about it later on. He said, قُلْتُ مَا جَمَعْتُ إِلَّا عَقِيدَةَ السَّلَفَ الصَّالِحِ جَمِيعَهُمْ. He said, I did not gather except the creed of all of the rightly guided predecessors, the Salaf. مَا جَمَعْتُ. He did not gather and compile in this book except the aqeed of all of the Salaf. He said, لَيْسَ لِلْإِمَامْ أَحْمَدْ اِخْتِصَاصٌ بِهَذَا. This is not exclusive only to Al-Imam Ahmad. Why? Because the people that opposed Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, they tried to portray and paint a picture like this was only the aqidah of Imam Ahmad and the Hanbali madhab. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rejected that rahimahullah because he understood what angle they were coming from. He rejected that. And we will speak about this when we talk about Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyah, the aqidah wasitiyah inquisition or the trials. After he wrote this book, there were trials. There was an inquisition. Now, because whenever you speak the haq, إذا تكلمت بالحق وبينت الحق نعم, and you adhere to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding of the sahaba, ودعوت إلى التوحيد, and you call to توحيد, وحذرت من الشرك, and you warn against shirk, ودعوت إلى السنة, and you call to sunnah, وحذرت من البدعة, and you warn against innovations, there's going to be some type of harm. Has to be. And when we speak about the aqidah wasitiyah inquisitions or the Aqidah Wasitiyah trials, this will become clear. So Ibn Taymiyyah said, this is not only exclusive to Al-Imam Ahmad, meaning this Aqidah. Rather, this is the belief of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, this is the belief of Muhammad, وَهَذِي عَقِيدَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. In Al-Wasitiyah, what we are going to read, this is the Aqidah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because it's based upon ayat and ahadith. وَهَذَا وَحْيٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And that's revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now the Qur'an is wahi, without a shadow of a doubt. And likewise the sunnah is wahi. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak of desires, rather it is but revelation revealed to him. What Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says next. Allahu Akbar. This shows the yaqeen, the certainty of the person of the sunnah. This shows the certainty of the person of the sunnah. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وقلت مرات. He said, I said on many occasions, قد أمهلت كل من خالفني في شيء منها ثلاث سنين. He said, on many occasions I said this. He said, I gave everyone who opposed me concerning this aqidah anything about it 3 years. I gave them all 3 years. I gave them all 3 years. 3 years for what? فإن جاء بحرف واحد عن أحد من القرون الثلاثة التي أثنى عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث قال وذكر الحديث يخالف ما ذكرته فأنا أرجع عن ذلك. He said, I gave everyone who opposed me in anything concerning this aqidah, al-aqidah al-wasitiyah, 3 years. If they brought one letter from any of the 3 generations whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised, which opposes what I have mentioned here, then I will recant from it. 3 years. Did they come with anything? They couldn't bring nothing. And we will see that when we talk about the mihna, the inquisitions. Why, ikhwan? Why did I mention the al-aqidah al-wasitiyah inquisition, the trials? So that you can get an understanding. That when a person really calls to the haqq, when the person calls to al-aqidah salafiyah, when a person calls to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's going to be some opposition. Not like those who say, I have a course in wasitiyah, and they are silent about the innovators. They don't say a word. Rather, you see the Sufis praising them. You see the Mubtadi'a praising them. You see Nation of Islam praising them. You know something's wrong. Something is missing. Something's not right. Why? Because al-aqidat al-wasitiyah, when Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah wrote it, let's see what happened. Shaykh al-Islam said himself, rahmatullahi alayhi, as we find in Majmu' al-Fatawa, ibn Taymiyyah, he said, rahimahullah, talking about his trial, because of, after he wrote this book, he was brought to trial. Why was he brought to trial? He mentioned it himself. Majmu' al-Fatawa, page 160, volume 3. He said, لما ساعى إليه قوما من الجهمية والاتحادية والرافضة وغيرهم من ذوي الأحقاد. He mentioned about the trials and how he was brought before the ruler. He said, this was a result of the Jahmiyyah, the Ittihadiyyah, the Rafidah, and other malicious individuals, the Sufis, the Ash'ari and the likes of them, going to the rulers and complaining about Ibn Taymiyyah because he wrote Al-Wasitiyah. So when a person really stands up calling to a da'wah, a salafiyyah, upon the methodology of the prophets and the messengers, كَمَا أَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ, like the imams of the religion of Islam, do you think the Sufis are going to be promoting that individual? Do you think that the Sufi are going to be promoting that person? Do you think that the Nation of Islam are going to be commending that person if you call them to Tawheed and you warn them against worshipping Taghut and you warn them against that Dajjal? Farahan, and you say what he is, he's a Dajjal min a Dajjajila. That's why you can only pull the wool over the eyes of ignorant people, people that don't have a clue. Some people, they want to just get along with everyone. Naam, alhamdulillah, no right-minded person wants problems. But if Allah commands you to do something, you don't have a choice. So if you're going to stand for something, stand for the haqq. But look, ikhwan, if somebody is really upon the aqidah of wasitiyah, you have the likes of Yasir Qadi, he claims to be a specialist in the life of Ibn Taymiyyah. In reality, his speciality is worthless. It's not worth the paper it's written on. That PhD from Yale, if he is a specialist in Ibn Taymiyyah, it's worthless. Why? Because this individual, Mada, totally contradicts the methodology of Ibn Taymiyyah, apologizing to the Rafidah for refuting them, the Shia, criticizing the way of the Salaf, the way that they present Aqidah. Naam, praising the Asha'ira wal-Iyadu Billah, who Ibn Taymiyyah was staunch and resolute against, who on the back of that Ibn Taymiyyah was imprisoned many times. So what happened in the trials of Ibn Taymiyyah? Let's mention that. After Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he wrote the book, he mentions himself, what happened to him on, as a result of that. So I'll read it. The viceroy said to me, meaning the deputy, the person who was appointed by the Sultan, he said to me, this meeting has been arranged for you, as the order has come from the Sultan for me to ask you about your creed and the books you have written to the lands of Egypt, calling the people to adopt this creed. Now, so look, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he was brought, and they questioned him about his aqidah. فَقَالَ لِي هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ رُقِدَ لَكَ وَقَدْ وَرَدَ مَرْسُومُ السُّلْطَانِ بِأَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ عَنِ اعْتِقَادِكَ. And they came He said, so the deputy who was appointed by the Sultan, he said, this meeting has been arranged for you, as the order has come from the Sultan for me to ask you about your aqeedah. بِأَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ نِعْتِقَادِكَ I've been commanded by the Sultan, the ruler, to bring you here and question you about your aqeedah. وَعَمَّا كَتَبْتَ بِهِ إِلَى الدِّيَارَ الْمِصْرِيَّةِ And to ask you about the books you have written to the lands of Egypt, calling people to adopt this creed. فَقُلْتُ Ibn Taymiyyah responded, he said, and he said, وَأَظُنُّهُ قَالْ وَأَنْ أَجْمَعَ الْقُضَاةُ وَالْفُقَهَا وَتَتَبَاحَثُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ And he said, I think he said, I will gather the judges and the jurists and you can all research about this aqeedah. You can all discuss it amongst yourselves. So this was the Inquisition. These were the trials. There were three sittings. Ibn Taymiyyah said, فَقُلْتُ I responded, أَمَّا الْاِعْتِقَادُ فَلَا يُؤْخَذُ عَنِّي وَلَا عَمَّنْ هُوَ أَكْبَرْ مِنِّي Ibn Taymiyyah said, I replied to him saying, aqeedah, creed is not taken from me, nor from those greater than me. بَلْ يُؤْخَذُ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا أَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَفُ الْأُمَّةِ He said, rather, aqeedah is only taken from Allah, His Messenger, and what this nation unanimously agreed upon. Naam, aqeedah, as it pertains to belief, it is solely based upon the Qur'an, the Sunnah, and what this Ummah unanimously agreed upon. Naam. Wahi, revelation. He said, فَمَا كَانَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَجِبِ اِعْتِقَادُهُ وَكَذَلِكَ مَا ثَبَتَ فِي الْأَحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ مِثْلُ صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِ وَمُسْلِمِ It is compulsory to believe whatever is in the Qur'an and likewise whatever is established in the authentic ahadith like Bukhari and Muslim. That's where aqeed is derived from. Qur'an, Sunnah, that's it. That's why if you go back to Ha'iyah of Ibn Abi Dawud, what did he start with? تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِعِ الْهُدَىٰ وَلَا تَكُ بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ وَدِمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَالسُّنَنِ الَّتِي أَتَتَ الرَّسُولِ اللَّهِ تَنْجُ وَتَرْبَحُ تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ Hold on to the rope of Allah, the Quran, the Sunnah. تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِعِ الْهُدَىٰ And follow the guidance. وَلَا تَكُ بِدْعِيًّا Don't be a person of bid'ah. Don't base your religion, your aqeedah, your worship. Do not base your religion upon innovation so that you can be successful. Naam, aqeedah is based upon Qur'an, Sunnah, with understanding of the Sahaba. Then Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala was brought to trial in the year 705 Hijri. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala was brought to trial in the year 705 Hijri. And questioned about his belief by order of the Sultan. The deputy or the viceroy assembled the judges and scholars at the palace. The sheikh was then summoned and they asked him concerning this matter, what is your aqeedah? They read it in three sittings, analyzed it and conducted research concerning it. Finally, there was a unanimous agreement that this creed was Sunni Salafi, conforming to the Sunnah and the way of the pious predecessors. Some of the attendees expressed this willfully, while others said it reluctantly. Meaning, you have some people, no doubt. Some people, alhamdulillah, they will agree with it. Happily. طوعن. Others, if they see the ghalaba, the strength is to the people of haq, they're going to agree with it reluctantly. They may not be down. How do those people reveal their true colors? When it goes the other way, you will see that they are the first people to show their colors. They're the first people to run their mouths on Instagram and Facebook when it appears like it's going the other way. We saw that in the summer, right, with the YouTube videos. When people came out the closet. Naam. Ikhwan, if you look at it as well, from this, how this was instigated, how the people of Bid'ah, the Ittihadiyya, the Jahmiyyah, the Rafidah, the Sufiyya, the Sha'ira, all of them came together to complain to the ruler by Ibn Taymiyyah because he was calling to the correct aqeedah. He was calling to Tawheed, warning them against shirk. Naam. He was calling to Sunnah, warning them against all forms of Bid'ah. He was calling them to follow the Qur'an and the Sunnah, naam, and to leave off blind following. At-taqleed al-a'ma, wa-ta'asub, lil-madahib, al-matbu'a. This is just one of many examples how the people of innovation are prepared to overlook their fundamental differences to attack anyone who endeavors to adhere to the pure Sunnah. Naam, Ahlul Bidah, amongst themselves, in order to attack the people of Haqq, they will overlook even their differences. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You believe that they're together, but in reality their hearts, even among themselves, are divided, but they have a common goal, their enmity towards the people of the Sunnah. In our time, there's no difference. Look at some of these graduates who have come back from Medina now. You find promoting them Sufis, clear Sufis, clear as the sun in the sky. Sufis promoting them. Now, you find some of these graduates promoting these Sufis, whether males or females. So you see all of these different people coming together. Maghrib. Now, Yasir Qadi's followers. You know, they'll unite with these individuals. Even though among themselves, in reality there's differences. But they come together with what? With their venom against the people of the Sunnah and those who try their best to adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that shows, ikhwan, that these individuals, whether they have degrees or not, the degree doesn't benefit them. Anyone who finds that they are being supported by the Sufiya should make their position clear, yes or no? Now, you be in mawqifu, I'm not in agreement with the Sufiya. Rather, the Sufiya are upon a tariqa, muhdatha, innovative path, clarifying their innovations, clarifying their errors. But in reality, the methodology is what? That of the Muslim Brotherhood. We unite upon what? We mada. What we agree, and we forgive one another about what we differ, but let's unite in making war against the people of the Sunnah and the Salafis. Nothing different. Moving on, ikhwan. The scholars' praise and acceptance of this book. Now, this book, ikhwan, Al-Aqidat Al-Wasitiyya, was accepted by the scholars of the Sunnah, past and present, and it was praised by them. Why? Because it contains the foundations of the people of the Sunnah. Things that if people oppose, if somebody comes now and says, Allah Azza wa Jalla is everywhere, or Allah Azza wa Jalla has no place, they've opposed one of the fundamental principles of Ahlul Sunnah. They're upon bid'ah in that matter. Now it's upon you as a caller to clarify that error. Don't invite them to that masjid to give a khutbah. Or don't turn the blind eye. Bayin al-haq. وَلَا تَخَافْ لَوْمَ تَلَائِمْ. Somebody, naam, speaks ill of the rulers, yadu ila al-khuruj, calls to rebellion against the Muslim rulers, khalafa asla min usuli ahli sunnah. Likewise, if somebody speaks ill of any of the sahaba, they've opposed what's in this book, min usuli ahli sunnah. So this aqeedah was accepted by the scholars of the sunnah, past and present, and it was praised to them. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about this book, and you can find this. This is actually present also in Majmu' al-Fatawa of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. This statement of Imam al-Dahabi rahimahullah, it is mentioned in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 3, page 201. Al-Dahabi said, قال الذهبي ثم وقع الاتفاق على أن هذا معتقد سلفي جيد. There was total agreement that this is a sound Salafi aqeedah. Again, showing that the term Salafi was well known, not something new. This was a sound, al-Dahabi said, Salafi aqeedah, ittifaq, ijma'. There was ijma', a consensus of the scholars of that time, that this was a Salafi aqeedah. In the presence of the Sultan, in the presence of the Naib al-Sultan, the Viceroy, the Deputy Leader. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajabi said, there was total agreement that this aqeedah is Sunni Salafi. In accordance to the Sunnah, in accordance to the belief of the Salaf. Al-Hafid ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he said in al-bidaya wa al-nihaya, he said, ثُمَّ انْفَصَلَ الْحَالِ عَلَى قُبُولِ الْعَقِيدَةِ وَعَادَ الشَّيْخِ إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ مُعَظَّمًا مُكَرَّمًا. وَعَادَ الشَّيْخُ إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ مُعَظَّمًا مُكَرَّمًا. The gatherings, meaning the trials about the aqeedah, when Ibn Taymiyyah was brought to trial, after they researched it, after they done their investigation, it was concluded with the resolution that the information contained within this treatise was correct. It was accepted. Also, our Shaykh al-Allama Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i rahimahullah, when asked about what books of Aqeedah to study, he mentioned among the best books of Aqeedah is Al-Aqeedah al-Wasitiyya of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Closing, ikhwan, the benefit of studying this book and the books like this, the books of Aqeedah, what's the fa'idah of studying these books? نعم. A person should know, إخوان, that none of us should study عقيدة or any knowledge, any علم of the religion just to acquire information and facts. Just to say, I know this and I know that. مجرد المعرفة. No one should study عقيدة or any knowledge of the religion just to say, yes, I know this, I know that. Just so I have information, I have facts. هذا خطأ. Rather, every single one of us should learn this with ikhlas, sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jal. That we are learning this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at Bukhari, the first hadith he mentioned in his Sahih was what? تفضل. نعم. أخي. نعم. The first hadith Bukhari mentioned in his book Sahih Bukhari was what? Without screaming out. The first hadith al-Bukhari mentioned in his Sahih was what?
Intention.
What's the hadith? تفضل. تفضل. Go on. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Deeds are judged according to the intentions. That's the first hadith. The first hadith he mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Showing the importance of what? تصحيح النية. Purifying your intention. If a person seeks knowledge, for it to be said about him that he is a scholar, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that type of person is one of the first people to be dragged to the hellfire on their face. May Allah protect us all from that. If somebody learns knowledge, for it rather to argue with the scholars, that is madmum, and that person there is a wa'id, shadeed, a threat for that type of person. Rather, we should learn knowledge sincerely for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so that we can worship Allah azza wa jal upon basira, the way Allah azza wa jal commanded us to worship Him. Naam. As this is our religion, this is our deen. And something that Allah commanded us with. So now we want to know, what does the Muslim believe? With certainty. How do you arrive at certainty? With proofs and evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah. Not supposed scientific facts. Because a lot of that stuff is just based upon theories. A lot of that stuff is just based upon theories. And how many times do you find a theory was present, Naam, and prevalent, and then it's 100 years later, or 20 years later, or less than that, or longer than that, they say it's nonsense, and they come with something new. And you can give many examples. Sammi wala haraj. Sammi wala haraj. Naam, the only way to arrive at certainty is based upon the text of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what yufid al-yaqeen. Ikhwan, if a person studies this with sincerity while adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah, then they will see the fruits of this in their aqeedah, in their belief. They will see how firm they are in belief. Naam. They will likewise, they will notice this in their ibadah, how they have zeal to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as Allah has commanded them. They will see this in their character and they will see it in all matters pertaining to their life. Naam, ikhwan, if a person has the right niyyah, if me and you, we come here, we gather here with the right intention, you will see the fruits of that knowledge that you acquired. Naam, you will see it in your aqeedah, your belief. You will see it in your worship. You will see it in your character. You will see it in your conduct. You will see it in your attitude. You will see it in all forms of your life. If you don't, then know that there's a problem. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, in a beautiful statement of his, كُلُّ عِلْمٍ وَعَمَلٍ لَا يَزِيد لَا يَزِيدُ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْيَقِينَ قُوَّةٍ فَمَدْخُولٍ. He said, كُلُّ عِلْمٍ, every type of knowledge, كُلُّ عِلْمٍ وَعَمَلٍ, an action, لَا يَزِيدُ الْإِيمَانَ وَلْيَقِينَ قُوَّةٍ, which does not increase one's faith and certainty in strength, فَمَدْخُولٍ, it has been corrupted. Corrupted by what? Corrupted by showing off. Corrupted by doing this only for the dunya. Corrupted by something that's ruining the intention. Likewise, he said, وَكُلُّ إِيمَانٍ لَا يَبْعَثُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ فَمَدْخُولٍ. Every type of faith that does not encourage with righteous actions is also corrupted. There's corruption there. So if a person finds, I'm studying aqeedah, I don't notice any change, something's wrong. analyze the niyyah, analyze the intention. Naam. Somebody notices, naam, alhamdulillah, I'm memorizing, but I'm not finding any improvement in my character. Check the intention. Every type of knowledge, look at that statement, kullu ilmin wa amalin, every type of Islamic knowledge, every type of action, righteous deed that the servant performs, لا يزيد الإيمان واليقين قوة, it does not increase one's faith, uncertainty and strength, فمدخول, it's been corrupted. And every type of faith that does not encourage the person to do righteous deeds has also been corrupted. Ikhwan, I'll give a practical example that was mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim at the beneficial effects of correct belief, showing the relationship between al-aqidah, the correct belief, and righteous deeds and actions. Miftahu dar al-sa'adah, the second quote was from al-Fawaid. The quote I mentioned before that was from Fawaid. Naam. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, فَلِكُلِّ صِفَةٍ عُبُودِيَّ خَاصَةٍ, every attribute of Allah necessitates a specific type of servitude. Every attribute of Allah necessitates a specific type of servitude. And here, alhamdulillah, we're going to study al-asma wa sifat, our belief in the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is a beautiful example. Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyya clarifies the correct belief as it pertains to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gives an example. He goes on, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he gives an example. He said, وَعِلْمُهُ بِسَمْعِهِ تَعَالَى وَبَصَرِهِ وَعِلْمِهِ وَأَنُّهُ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَنُّهُ يَعْلَمَ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى وَيَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنْ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ يُثْمِرْ لَهُ حِفْدَ لِسَانِي وَجَوَارِحَهُ وَخَطَرَاتِ قَلْبِهِ عَنْ كُلِّ مَا لَا يُرْضِي اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Ibn al-Qayyim said, the servants knowing that Allah possesses the attributes of hearing, seeing and knowledge. Look, your aqeedah, you learned that. Alhamdulillah, every one of us here should know that. So look, ikhwan, look, this is a practical example how learning aqeedah should affect our conduct, our behavior, our actions. That's why aqeedah is the foundation. Aqeedah is the foundation. And if the aqeedah is corrupt, actions are going to be corrupt. If the aqeedah is sound, then the action should be sound. Ibn al-Qayyim said, the servants knowing that Allah possesses the attributes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Ibn al-Qayyim said, ikhwan, every attribute of Allah necessitates a specific type of servitude. The servants knowing that Allah possesses the attributes of hearing, seeing and knowledge, that Allah hears everything, Allah sees everything, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge of everything, and that not an atom in the heavens and the earth is hidden from Him, that He knows what is hidden and apparent, and He knows the fraud of the eyes and what the breast conceal, benefits the servant to safeguard his tongue and the inner whispers of his heart. Now, if that aqeed is cemented in the heart, then the servant is going to watch their tongue. Why? Because they know that they are going to be held accountable for what they say. If this aqeedah is cemented in the heart, now the servitude that results from that, the conduct that results from that, you see, the servant is going to protect his tongue. Why? Because he doesn't utter a kalima. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيمٌ عَتِيدٌ. Everything is recorded. Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows everything. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Naam. Likewise, even the inner whispers of the heart, Allah Azza wa Jal knows what you're thinking. Naam. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what you're contemplating. So still, if a person, the correct aqeedah cemented in the qalb, even a person is going to be shy with regards to that. Having a resolution to disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla, do something that is wicked. Ibn al-Qayyim said, it causes him to use anything related to the parts of the body and that which Allah loves and is pleased with. Naam, you know Allah sees you. You know that Allah hears you. You know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has knowledge of everything. You're going to utilize your limbs and anything connected to them to that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also benefits the servant to have shyness inwardly. فَيُثْمِرْ لَهُ ذَٰلِكَ الْحَيَاءَ بَاطِنًا. Naam, this knowledge, this correct aqidah, it results in shyness, modesty. وَيُثْمِرْ لَهُ الْحَيَاءَ وَيُثْمِرْ لَهُ الْحَيَاءَ اِجْتِنَابَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَالْقَبَائِحِ. And this inner shyness benefits the servant to stay away from indecency and the forbidden matters. Naam, you won't go on Instagram and start exposing your sins. You won't go on Facebook and start uttering anything out of your mouth. You won't start behaving like you have no sense, like you have no decency. Why? Because of your haya. Your haya, your modesty. Why? Because alhamdulillah, you know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees you. You know that Allah hears you. You know that Allah azza wa jalla knows everything. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that results in what? You being shy before Allah. Your shyness in your heart manifests upon the limbs. That causes you to stay away from indecency and repugnant acts and behavior. See the importance of aqidah? So when you see people that don't believe in Allah on the last day, when they behave immorally, when they go around, when they dress the way that they dress, some of them, when some of them, they conduct themselves, they speak a certain way, maybe profanity, maybe whatever they say, that may be displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, you shouldn't be amazed. Because they don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, they don't believe in the last day, they don't have any aqidah. But At-Tamatul Kubra is what? The one who believes in Allah on the last day, imitates them in that. Wal-iyadu billah. He gives another example. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. فعلم العبد بتفرد الرب. The servant knowing that only Allah Azza wa Jal can benefit you or harm you, والعطاء والمنع, and give you or withhold from you, and only Allah Azza wa Jal creates, and only Allah Azza wa Jal sustains and provides, and only Allah gives life, and only Allah Azza wa Jal brings about death. يثمر له عبودية تتوكل عليه باطنا ولوازم التوكل وثمراته ظاهرة. This results in what? A person placing their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Look, aqeedah. A person, this results in the servitude of what? Placing one's trust and reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal inwardly, and also fulfilling what that tawakkul requires from you outwardly. So the one whose aqidah, that creed is present in their heart, you won't find them complaining all the time. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm miserable because of this. I'm miserable because of that. You won't find them complaining all the time. Whatever they were being, alhamdulillah, the Prophet ﷺ used to say, alhamdulillah la kulli hal. Aqidah. Likewise, let's take another example. The belief in the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from His names is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, from His attributes is infinite wisdom. How does that benefit the servant? That benefits the servant if you believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is the All-Wise. وَهَذَا يَجِبْ عَلَيْنَا نَعْتَقِدُ. And it's obligatory upon us that we believe that. He is the All-Wise as it pertains to the creation. Naam, the way that He created us, the way that He fashioned us. Naam, again, no scientist can bring somebody back from the dead. They can't do it. Mustahil. Ma yaqdirun. They can't do it. Showing that science is not the creator. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. The one whose fitrah is intact. If your fitrah, that natural state Allah Azza wa Jalla created you up with, if it's intact, when the Sahabi heard that, he said, my heart almost flew out of my body. Why? Because there's only one of three possibilities. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created from nothing or did they create themselves? Either we were created from nothing. Impossible. Impossible. How can something come from nothing? مستحيل. And that's why the atheists, they try and come up with the Big Bang Theory. That all of these gases miraculously came, these atoms, they all came together in such a miraculous way, and hey, we had the world. Where did the gases come from? It's flawed. Where did those gases come from? It's flawed. Or were they the creators? Did they create themselves? How can something that didn't exist create itself? Doesn't make sense. So there's only one conclusion, the third. وَهَذَا الْحَقِّ وَهَذَا الَّذِي يَجِبْ أَنْ يَسِيرْ إِلَيْهِ نعم, and that alhamdulillah is what the fitrah affirms. If the fitrah hasn't been corrupted and polluted, that there is a creator. He is Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one that deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners. Nam, that's the only conclusion. Don't listen to those people that say you came from a monkey. Because their atheism, nam, their ilhad, it dictates to them, they have to say something. Wallahi, alladhi la ilaha illahu. If you study science and you have your fitrah is intact and you have ilm and iman, then that science will only increase you in your certainty and your belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because you know, if you study biology, the cell, the structure of the cell, nam, and you have the nucleus of the cell, you have the DNA inside of that nucleus, then you know that it's impossible that this came together by chance. Only a buffoon, an idiot would believe that. So ikhwan, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is the all wise, and from His attributes is infinite wisdom. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal legislates something, that belief that's cemented and firm in the qalb, when Allah Azza wa Jal legislates something for you, you know and you're certain that that is either totally of benefit for you, or it is of an overall benefit for you and society. You don't have any shak about that. Any hukm you find in the Quran and the Sunnah, no matter what it is, you are certain that Allah is the all-wise, and that ruling, no matter what it is. Allah Azza wa Jalla says about what? When He revealed the ayat about the Sahaba fighting and defending themselves. He said, Allah Azza wa Jalla said to them, وَهَكُرْهُ لَكُمْ. It's something that's disliked to you. But it's possible that you may love something and it's what? It's bad for you. You may dislike something and it's good for you. Allah knows, but you don't know. You don't know. Allah is the all wise. So anytime when you see a judgment, a ruling in Quran and Sunnah, whether you understand it or not, remember you are an abd, miskeen, faqir, taftaqir ila Allah. You can't even go to the bathroom correctly if Allah doesn't give you tawfiq. How many human beings can't even go to the hammam? Don't let shaitan fool you to thinking that you are so smart and intelligent and you know better. Because sometimes a person is fooled by ghurur and ujub, self-amazement. I'm the most intelligent person on the planet. I know better than everyone. And then shaitan comes to the servant, and may Allah protect each and every one of us. Shaitan may lead the servant to now question the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is not suitable for this time. How can this be? This is not relevant to this time. This is not, you know, in accordance to this time. That's for times that have gone. That's not la yaslih lil an. And then a person may fall into kufr wa huwa la yash'ur. Again, ikhwan, showing the importance of aqeedah, the importance of belief. And ikhwan, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah himself alluded to this in Wasitiyah. How? Because at the end of the book, when we get to the end of the book, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he closes Al-Aqidat Al-Wasitiyah with a discussion about the qualities, the character and the conduct of the people who have the correct aqidah, the aqidah of the Firqat Al-Najiyah. At the end of this book, Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions the qualities, the conduct, the character of the people that have this aqidah. From them, they go to the jama'ah. From them, they go to the jum'ah. From them, na'am, that alhamdulillah, they pardon those who oppress them. From them, so many qualities. They are patient. From them, we could go on and on and on. Why? Because all of this comes from that correct aqidah. That's the spring in their hearts. And the thamarat you see upon their tongues and upon their limbs. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal by His beautiful names and perfect attributes to bless our studies of this classical text and make it a means to draw closer to Him. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us to die upon the book and the sunnah as understood by the noble companions and to protect us from the trials of this life and death. Naam, ikhwan, never think that we know better. How many people have gone astray due to their what they think is their intelligence? As the ulama, they say, may Allah curse intelligence without any faith. May Allah curse it. Naam, you have brothers among us. Alhamdulillah, they may not be the most intelligent from amongst us. But alhamdulillah, you see them struggling and striving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You see them trying to learn their religion. You see them, alhamdulillah, trying to adhere to the commands of Allah and stay away from the prohibitions. You see them trying their best. They are better and superior than the wordful of somebody who is the most intelligent person but is upon kufr and ilhad. And with that, alhamdulillah, we'll close, ikhwan.